Glory, one, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. When we take time to get to know the Lord, we get to know Him for who He is. He loves us very much, very much. And I'm going to say something that will make ministry and all that you do in life so much easier and so much better. And that's communication. One thing that Jesus Christ did for us, He bridged the gap between God and man. And I say these kind of things often, and I know I do, but sometimes, Lord, will help me say it in a different way to give better clarity. In ministry, salvation is not about your works, it's about you believing God's works, what Jesus did. When you believe on Jesus Christ, you change everything about your life. You're receiving salvation. And we come to the Lord just like we are. Billy Graham used to sing that song, that beautiful song, "Just As I Am." And we enter the kingdom of God just as I am. We repented, we rejected our sins. We embraced His salvation. And then He said, go on and learn about me. And one scripture said, I think it was Hosea, said, if you follow on to know the Lord. Listen to how he worded it. Follow on to know the Lord. Communication. Now that the gap has been bridged, God is your Father. He can talk to you through Christ, through the blood. If we get on board with what He's doing, we can do a perfect work. Though we're being in the process of perfection, though we're being perfected, we can do a perfect work. And God will prepare us. And remember, when God prepares you to do something, He'll help you to do it right, and without pride, and without greed, and without lust, because He desires a pure people to do a pure work. All throughout the Word of God, the Lord has taken great measures and steps to make sure He selected people that would embrace life. Just like our Father Abraham and Noah. Noah was a great man of God. This man, it took him 100 years to build the ark, him and his sons. And he did it. He did it. All their life they were working on that ark, the first 100 years of their life. He did it. Could you imagine the ridicule and the problems he had? He did it. We're here because of it. Holy man of God. In a rotten world, he built an ark. And in ministry-wise, that's what we're doing. We're pulling people out of this darkness so that Jesus Christ can come and take His people away. If you want your ministry to be strong and go forward, there are things you need and there are things you think you need that you really don't need. And the Lord, if you get on board with God, He'll show you how to do what you got to do. God knows what He's doing. God knows what He's doing. He has a plan and it's going to work. When you get to know Him, when you get to know God, and you have conversations with Him, at that point it's easy for you to get on board with Him and do the things that He's saying. And He'll show you the, you know, He taught me the condition of the church, things like that, things I needed to know. And He always kept me up to speed, and I used to wonder why. It became necessary so that I know, so that I can follow through with what He wants me to do. Sometimes the things that He wants you to do, you can't see the end result. You can't see what he sees. He has to reveal it to you. And you have to receive what he's saying by faith and act on it. The Lord has revealed many things to me that was very important and key to me following him. And doing it with joy. Not just obeying God, but doing it with his joy and his peace. Now, I say these things, I talk about these things a lot on these broadcasts because these are things that if people know, they will be able to go forward in life and be settled in the things of God. The night before last, I had a dream about a guy. He was an older teenager. I don't think he was 20 years old yet. But he had a burden, a passion to get other teenagers on board with God and help them use their talents for the kingdom of God. And they had beautiful talents that they were about to use for the world. And he felt like nobody was going to help him, which was true. He didn't have the resources, which was true, that he thought he needed. But he had the Lord to help him, which is also true. And the Lord will enable him to do that perfect work, which is true. In his countenance, he was sad because nobody would help him. What was important to him was not important to other believers, other Christians, even his pastors. And he felt helpless. And what I got out of this dream that the Lord gave me, I needed him. I needed what he had, and he needed what I had. In other words, to do his work, I can't do it because I'm already doing the work. But in order for the full plan of God to unfold, he has to do that work. He needed what I have. What God gave me will help him do what he must do. These broadcasts are on the website for people just like him, just like you who have something that God has put in your heart and you don't see how in the world you can do it and nobody cares about it, nobody's going to give you money for it, and nobody's going to help you do it. All you'll get in these days and times is a lot of advice on what not to do for God. People will tell you what not to do more than they'll tell you what to do, and then the things that they tell you to do won't work. Because people don't go in prayer. When you study the book of Acts, that was communication. The first thing they did was they went and prayed. They sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. They got direction. If you study the book of Acts, I suggest study it for continually. Study it every day and let it get in your heart. They communed with the Lord. And they knew where to go. See, if they chose to go to the wrong place, they might have gotten martyred and the whole thing would be shut down. If you're trying to do something impossible, it takes God to do it. They went and they got before Jesus' feet in prayer, and the Holy Spirit started giving them direction. Barnabas and Paul, they were prophets. And then the Holy Spirit gave them an assignment, and they were apostles. Now, you have to follow God to do precisely what he wants you to do. It is very important. But you're not going to be able to do it, my friend, without communication with him. You got to get an understanding. And in my life, the Lord taught me the condition of the church, and I started endeavoring to know him. I didn't know what was relevant and what wasn't. I just wrote down what he said, mostly in my heart and sometimes in my notebooks. And this went on for a while. And he would give me assignments in the duration of those years for such a time as this. The latest assignment that he gave me back, which started in 2016, the website assignment, he prepared me before he did it for years. And then he continued to tell me people would come and hear me for years. For 3 years, he told me people were going to listen. And then when he had me to do the website, I saw what he was preparing me. He prepared me for what I'm doing now. I can't see the scope of my ministry. I trust God. I'm doing what God told me to do. He went and got you to listen to this broadcast. If you're listening to it, it's because the Holy Spirit guided you to it. And these broadcasts are here so that you can withstand and conquer the challenges of this world. In this life, you have to break through. You have to break through your personal conflicts. You have to break through to reject the world, to come out of the world, to get saved in the first place. You broke through the world system to get saved. And then you break through your own desires and put them under your feet. You drive out all the, imagine your heart is Canaan land, where you're driving out all the Canaanites. Everything that was holding you back, you're driving it out of your life by the word of God. When you want to eat off the tree of, if you don't want to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil like Adam did, you have to eat more of the fruit of life from the tree of life. And then you'll have the strength to drive out your enemy. You got to break through your culture. You got to break through your family culture, your neighborhood culture that's not of God, your city culture, your county culture, your state culture, even your country culture. The persuasions of people around that's not of God, even religious culture, false religion culture, false teaching culture. You break through all these barriers. And you do that by hearing what God has to say and asking questions. One of the best things you can give God is your attention. And after that, give him your questions and receive his answers. And he will show you how to do precisely what you desire to do. And it will be amazing how easy it is. Easy. After you've broken through, after you've decided to follow him. And when you decide to follow God, then you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If you follow on to know the Lord, all these things are easy. And you can do it easy. And that's what I desire to see. Now, reveal to you whatever it is you need to know, you'll be able to do what you normally couldn't do. I don't know what he's going to reveal to you. I don't know what your assignment is, but I know this. It's going to be good. You're going to love it. It's going to be easy to deal with. Full of joy. Now, in my ministry, I felt like people wouldn't. I ran into obstacles, I put it that way. And I didn't get much help to do what God gave me to do. People didn't believe in what I was doing. And I thought I needed people to do what I had to do. Come to find out, I didn't need them at all. Then at one point, I thought I needed a lot of money to do what I needed to do. I didn't need money either. I needed some to do the radio broadcast. That's the most expensive thing I do for God. And I happen to be a mechanic, and I work on the side to do the radio broadcast and the website ministry. The website doesn't cost as much as the radio. But nevertheless, I do it, and I thank God for it. But he showed me the easy way to get the word out globally. Now, sometimes we think we need people to get on board, we need people to do this, and then you put pressure on people. But God doesn't do that. He wants willing people, willing vessels. If a person won't break through to do God's work, don't bother them about it. Just do what God gave you to do and love the people. And don't complain because they're not going to help you. I knew that when I first started. After God gave me revelation of the condition of the church, I found to be true. And he prepared me to do what I have to do. Now, some ministries can take up offerings, but let me say this. There is a darkness that has covered the earth. And many of the people who do give, they are coerced into giving in the first place. Now, there are some people, they see a godly work and they take a portion of that funds and they support the ministry. But with all that being said, there's so much bad teaching that people, when they hear the pure word of God, they don't know how to receive it. Paul said it this way, the way of truth will be evil spoken against. And it will hinder people from receiving the truth. But my friend, let me tell you what God has done. He has raised up people who love him. This revival is not like what people are used to. God went around the religious crowd. In the old days, the prophets, he said that he hid his face from his people. They hid from him, he hid from them. And he revealed the truth to babes. Jesus said, he thanked the Father that he has hid the truth of his word from the crowd and gave it to the babes in Luke chapter 10. He rejoiced because of it. Well, guess what? God still does. Everybody who has it in their heart to make a difference. I pay attention to people who want to make a difference. But one thing is nothing's going to happen unless you pay attention to the Lord and commune with him and talk to him and receive his answers and ask your questions. You got to have communication. If you're not going to communicate with God, you're just going to have a great passion for God till Jesus comes. But if you start talking to the Lord, he'll show you your road. And he'll strengthen you to do it. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you'll have to be strengthened. And nobody's going to help you. I'm not saying that speaking negativity on your life. I'm just, because of the darkness, people are reluctant to help you do God's perfect will. They're going to critique it. They're going to give all kind of advice. This is the kind of thing I've run into. And then some people will agree with it and do nothing. But don't get mad. Don't take it personal. If people would have been taught the word of God from much younger age and shown things, they would be on board. They would love what you're doing. In heaven, they're going to rejoice at what you do. The same people that won't help you right now, they're going to wish that they had sought, but they're going to know that they were under darkness and they didn't see it. Because in heaven, things are revealed as they truly are, and not as it really seems. So you're going to have to understand these things. People don't mean any harm. They're just not going to help you. And then there are those that will, because they're like the sons of Isaac, because they know what time it is. And there are people out there just like you with the same passion, want to make a difference. And God will connect you. Sometimes they're younger, sometimes they're older. Sometimes it's one spouse and not the other. Sometimes it's the wife and not the husband. Sometimes it's the husband, not the wife. This revival a prophet called it the uncomfortable revival. Because this time God is going after the babes that just purely love him. And sometimes it's one person in a whole family of 10. Sometimes it's 5 people in a family of 12. Sometimes it's 3 people in a family of 4. And they gotta break through the culture that's around them. They gotta break through the negativity. They gotta break through the problems that they're gonna face. the wives that have a contrary husband, they got to break through. The husband with a contrary wife, she's not going to want to do anything for the Lord. He's got to break through and do it anyway. Reluctant children that don't want to break through. And then willing children that do break through. So all these things are happening at once. And the Lord is selecting those that love Him to do a perfect work. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.